With its coastal cliffs and slopes, parts of the New South Wales city of Wollongong, south of Sydney, resemble the hills of eastern Myanmar. But culturally, migrating to Australia can be a challenging experience for refugees from Myanmar's fringes who arrive with few English skills. On a slope behind a Wollongong school's playground, right beside a bustling highway, a community garden project is underway to help a group of refugees from those hills. Every week, the group gets together, picks up its gardening tools, and works the piece of land. It's a chance to speak candidly in Karen, Kareni, Chin, maybe Burmese, now some of the fastest growing languages in Australia. Borme Bird is one of the women involved in the Burmese Community Garden Project. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp on the Thai-Myanmar border and says she arrived in Australia in 2011 with few English skills.
We are from the Burma. We are do the farmer every year, and I like do that. This garden, we are speak my language, Kareni language.
The first Burmese family settled in the Illawarra region a decade ago. Now there are at least 50. The project, growing Burmese pumpkins, chilies and cucumbers, is run by the refugee support group SCARF and the Multicultural Communities Council of the Illawarra. The St. Therese Catholic Parish provides support. SCARF co-founder and ambassador Sharon McKenzie says some of the produce is sold to local restaurants, but most is used to cook family meals.
It's a great enterprise for them, and it enhances their settlement so much. Here in the Illawarra. They're very industrious and very reliable, and so they apply themselves wonderfully to challenges such as this.
The utilisation of otherwise empty land could set a precedent for other gardens in the area. Lord Mayor of Wollongong, Gordon Bradbury, says the project has been effective since it began late last year.
Their skills, their background, and our desire for urban gardens and making better use of vacant plots of land, such as this one, has come together, and we've certainly made good use of this opportunity.
Francis Charu is on a bridging visa and helps other members of the community with their English skills. Having seen minorities persecuted in his own country, he says he values the opportunities available to him in Australia.
I study philosophy and I study about democracy and equality and rights. But it was all words, theories. When I came to Australia, it was so real. You talk about democracy, participation, equality between men and women. I've been to many countries, and when you talk about democracy, I think this is a real democratic country.